For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
Now, Davo, this morning I was lucky enough to be invited to Newtown Primary School, the 2026 Premiership Cup, the literal cup that whatever team, hopefully the Cats, gets to lift at the end of the September on grand final day. That cup was at the primary school with former Cats Premiership player Tom Hawkins.
Very cool.
Tomahawk. So there was like a bit of a, they're doing a tour around the country. They're taking the cup to all the different places of the teams that are in the final. So like they're off to Perth. I think they're going to Adelaide. Then they'll go up to Brisbane. Yada, yada, yada. But something happened while, so Tom spoke about like the importance of the cup and all this stuff. And I'm sitting there and I'm listening and I'm meant to be emceeing, introducing everybody. And I'm incredibly distracted because there is an animal at the press conference at this really cool thing. And like, Tom Hawkins is there, the Premiership Cup's there, there's these year five and six students who are getting to get involved, and it's all incredible. And I'm finding myself distracted because there is a student holding a blue tongue lizard. Like it's like just like nothing. Like they're holding their pencil case.
Mm-hmm.
And next to this student, I see, I'm pretty sure, a teacher, and it's got, they've got like a lunchbox looking thing, but it's the lizard's safe space.
Yeah, okay.
Well, it's travel case, really, because I, from what I pressed on, and I was like, they were like, oh my God, can we talk to Tom Hawkins? I was like, I don't want to talk about footy right now.
Mm-hmm.
You got a blue tongue lizard. Why you got a blue tongue lizard? And yeah, it's the school pet mascot. Oh. Or like for whatever grade it is, like the grade fives and sixes. And it must have an enclosure inside the classroom, inside the school. And then it's got its little travel case so that it can get out and about throughout recess and lunch.
I thought you were going to say it's one of the students, which would have blown my mind. But well, no.
People? No. So got to educate them.
So this is a school mascot pet sort of situation.
Yeah, like my son's daycare, they had a goldfish in his room.
Okay.
Had a goldfish in his room. I don't know where the goldfish is. And then in the kinder room, they've got chickens. And like that's their little pet mascot.
That is so fun.
That's fun. But I've never, like I don't think we had one at primary school, high school, where I grew up. Never did we have a pet mascot.
Do you know, we used to have a picture of a goanna in most of our classrooms. It was Gabby the goanna, but we didn't actually have a goanna to take home.
Yeah, that would, because that'd be violent.
Yeah.
Come back, how many eyes this week? We've lost 14 eyes.
It'd be like Gabby the goanna says to behave, or Gabby the goanna says this or this, yeah. You know. So
and
it's
if
like,
you don't, it'll rip out your throat. Yeah.
So, no, we didn't have, like, the same
the
sort
actual
of
actual animal.
Pet. No, not like a chicken or something like that. But I guess in some ways, like, at Lefevre Primary School, Gabby the goanna was our mascot.
But, yeah, I was, like, fascinated that this school had a pet lizard. And I thought, that's really cool. And then, again, I didn't have enough time to be like, is it getting, like, who's, do you take it home on the weekends? Or is it well looked after? Like, what's going on here? And then, but yeah, it was the fact that it had a travel case. Like this lizard gets out and about so much. They got this purpose-built travel case for this lizard at Newtown Primary School. I mean, I could be wrong if you work there and you think this guy has got no idea, 5223295. But also, did your school have a pet? Like, did it have a pet mascot? Give us a call, 5223295. Because I love this. This is fun.
It is so fun.
Any caller that gets on air, they go in the draw to get a double pass to the Cats and Blues elimination final at the MCG this Friday night. And we do have something to talk about probably at 4 o'clock just after the news as well.
Yes.
Did your school have a pet mascot? Athena in Hamlin Heights has given us a call. Athena, did your school have like a pet mascot?
Yes, we had a wombat.
Oh,
it was called,
what?
Yeah, I grew up in southwest Gippsland, regional Victoria.
Okay.
So it was the grade six teacher had his pet. He was called Winston, but we nicknamed him Fatty.
Oh.
So, yeah, every Friday morning he'd bring him in his school bag and shut the door and let him out, and he'd start wandering around. And he'd sit in the beanbag during the day, or
so cute.
Or he'd just make it, or when we sat on the floor, he'd sort of make himself comfy in someone's lap and go to sleep.
Like a real marsupial, like the Australian wombat.
Yeah. Yeah, he had a pet wombat. We didn't know it was a thing, but apparently he had a special license which he brought in. It was like a certificate that he could actually have this pet. This wombat as a pet.
How beautiful. I love a little wombat running around here.
They do have cubed poos. If you didn't know,
they do.
You would know all about that, wouldn't you, Athena?
No, I think he was pretty trained because I don't recall him actually doing anything on the carpet or the lino.
Good fatty. All right, there you go. No, that's what everyone was calling. I'm trying to be inclusive. So, all right. Well, let's see. I believe we also have Ash in Ocean Grove. Ash, are you there?
I am. Hey, guys.
Hey. Now, did you have a pet mascot at your school?
We did. In high school, it wasn't really a pet. He just lived on campus. He was a turtle that had his own courtyard and pond to wander around in, which was pretty cool. But in primary school, we had a spiny leaf insect that went home with one student every holidays. And when I got to take him home for Christmas holidays, it was while I was volunteering at a pet shop. So I got all his gum leaves and I was looking after him. And the morning of the first day back at school, I had a look and unfortunately, he had not survived the 8 weeks that night. So he had passed.
Well, you don't know because you could have just been holding up a leaf and not actually he could still be there right now, Ash.
Oh, I don't know. He was upside down.
Yeah. And leaves don't bleed. Aww. So
Tim and Davo.
So for the last 10 days, I had my mum and her bestie staying with me in my studio apartment here in Geelong.
Yeah. So if you don't know what a studio apartment is, can you please give us the incredible rundown of your three-person apartment for the last few days?
Yeah. So it's one room that has a kitchen, a table, lounge room.
It's done.
A laundry, a bed, and a bathroom, all in one room.
Yeah.
And then three people.
Yeah. So there is a door to go to the bathroom.
Yes.
But everywhere else.
Pretty much open.
Yeah. And like I've been to your place once, mm-hmm. unless you are standing next to the door that you've just entered into, that is the only private space in the studio apartment.
Yeah, it was a lot. It was definitely a lot for three people in one space. But honestly, it was so nice to see my mum. I hadn't seen her since Christmas. So it was really lovely to catch up with mum and her bestie, Jeanette, and that we had a lot of fun throughout the 10 days.
Why are you laughing?
No, I'm not laughing. I'm just
crying. If you don't laugh, you'll cry.
No. But like every single day that I came to work, my mum and Jeanette, they were going around to every single op shop in Geelong and the region. Obviously, the new Savers, that was a big draw card.
I did question that the timely visit of your mother when Savers opens up, mm-hmm. the super thrift store. Is it coincidence or extremely convenient?
She came here for Savers. I was a bonus.
Yeah. It's nice that my daughter was with me on my trip to Savers.
But, you know, like you've been to my house, as you know, I live quite minimally. Like I don't have a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Because I imagine you have like three forks and maybe that's pushing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Genuinely three forks, nothing really much going on in my apartment. But because Mum and Jeanette had been going around to these op shops, my studio apartment is very full.
Have you just got some random bits and bobs now?
Yeah.
What have you got?
So look, I'm just going to go through some of them that she's got me here. So little things that they bought me were like clips for my bags of veggies in the freezer, like, you know, things like that, because I obviously just live like an animal and just throw them in there.
Jokes on them. You haven't bought veggies in months?
Well.
Wasted clips.
No, I have. They stay in the freezer, but I buy them. They did little things around the house, like they fixed my dishwasher, which was not working too well. They fixed the plug in both the bathroom and the kitchen, which was really nice doing the mum gear. They bought me two little pretend candles, like battery-powered candles.
Because they can't trust you with a flame.
Yeah, my mum was concerned about how many candles I was burning in the place. They bought me two pig salt and pepper shakers.
Now that's fun.
Yeah,
we love that.
They bought me knives and forks because there wasn't enough for the whole gang. They bought me a dish so I can cook things at home.
That's nice.
They bought me a fry pan so I'm not excusing myself and eating chicken nuggets for another week. And they bought me another little shelf for the house. So I've got another piece of furniture there and another chair. So three people can now sit at my table. But I once again live in a studio apartment.
So you had two chairs and there was three of you there. Would you take it in turns of the someone waiting to have their meal, or was it someone would sit
I'd
on
sit
the
on
couch,
the couch, yeah.
Several meters away. Well, that's good. Mm. I mean, you're getting closer and closer to being a fully fledged adult at the age of 35.
Thank you so much.
We are getting you there bit by bit.
Mm-hmm. Allegedly 35, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we'll cut your arm off and count the rings.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
So I watched a bit of an argy-bargy argument breakout between my 73-year-old mother and her 73-year-old best friend.
Oh, nice.
Look, it was a bit of, it was full on, you know. So they were eating a, it was all over a bag of Arnott's shapes.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's a very passionate thing in Australian culture, like, don't mess with someone's Arnott shapes, you know.
Mm-hmm. It was barbecue shapes, to be specific.
It was going to be pizza or barbecue. There was no other way. It was going to be any other ones.
Absolutely not. Honestly, I know people love chicken crimpies, and I get that there's a place for them, but they're not for me. And I'm a traditionalist with my barbecue and my pizza.
Am I wrong in saying, like, we all chicken crimpy? I don't put it in the shapes family. I know that they're Arnott's and they're in the same, but I'm like, nah, you're something else.
Felt like it does feel like more like just chicken drumsticks. You know those chicken drumsticks, whatever they are.
Yes.
Is that what that's called?
It doesn't matter, but we agree. we agree, and that doesn't happen very often, so let's enjoy it.
Well, look, my mum was picking out the barbecue shapes, and she was putting them in her mouth and licking all the flavour off.
Lick it good.
Yeah, aww, she was. And my mum's friend was very frustrated in watching that happen because she's like, why are you not eating them properly? Because my mum's friend would grab two or three at the same time and eat them at once, like a stack.
Yeah. I mean, I see both. I personally wouldn't lick the flavouring. So she would, like, suck it dry.
Yeah.
And then, so she would have it in her hand.
Oh, she's not, she's putting it in her mouth.
A bit of this.
Yeah. And then she's eating it from there. It's like she's not taking it back out to, like, look at it and inspect that she's had all of the flavouring. But she's licking that flavour off and then she's eating that just like that. Whereas her bestie's stacking a few of them together and just biting in.
I'm not doing what either of them are doing.
Okay.
I'll eat one at a time, but I will never, like, go to town.
You're not licking.
I'm not licking. No, I'm definitely not licking. But no. Maybe I am having a few at a time. I take that.
Yeah,
back.
I was going to say, that does not sound like you're a stacker for sure. You're a two donut Timmy.
Pringles, I'm stacking.
Oh, who isn't?
Shapes. Yeah, probably two. I'm probably eating two. Stacking two, eating two, but I'm not licking.
Yeah, okay. See, I'm licking the shapes. I'm licking.
That's because you lack human contact and you.
No, I just really like the salty flavour of a barbecue shape, and I'm licking it.
Lick it good.
Yeah, you would. so it's a family thing, the licking.
No, I don't think so. I think, like, a lot of people are licking shapes.
Nah.
Yeah, dude.
Like,
I think
since I've started peeling off on the flavouring, like 2000s, probably. Like, what have you got to lick now? There's not much flavouring on. And again, this is not a sponsored bit for Arnott's because we're tearing them down in a way.
No, there is enough flavouring to lick it off for sure.
I don't know. I think the lickers are, it's a group of the past, and I think you and your mum are holding on to hot, beautiful licking memories, but I don't think people are licking these days.
Well, look, I want to know how you eat your shapes. Are you licking? Are you stacking? What are you doing?
Are you licking?
And I do think we have...
Are you licking is a great question.
I feel like we've hit the quota of how many times we can say licking on air.
Yeah, that's fair. Well, how about we hit the quota on this? 5223295. Are you licking? When it comes to shapes, are you licking or are you just chewing them? Remember, anyone that gets on air, you're in the draw for a double pass to the Cats and Blues game this Friday at the MCG. It's an elimination final. Davo's calling out for all lickers across Geelong.
I like to lick the shapes for sure, but when I say that, I'm not then putting the shape in my mouth and then also putting my whole index finger in there. Like, I want to make that very clear.
Really,
you're just putting the shape in your mouth and you're just, you know, you're sucking the flavour off before...
Is that his name?
No, before you finish the shape. Oh.
I wish we had some shapes in here so you could do it, so I could see how you're doing it, because I just don't like
You'd
it.
Like that, I wouldn't you?
Okay, Will in Geelong giving us a call. Will, good afternoon to you. Do you lick your shapes?
No, I'm a stacker.
Yeah, brother.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have a problem with people who are licking the flavour off the shapes?
Not really, but, like, just keep your shapes to yourself if you're going to start licking them.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like you know, you're going to share it around. I don't want, you know, someone licking their fingers and
the
digging into my shapes.
We'll say one of my friends years ago, she's a licker, but then she'd put the shapes down after. She wouldn't eat it.
No.
My other friend mistook them for fresh shapes. If you're going to lick the flavour off, you have to finish the whole shape.
Have a safety bowl. All right. Kyla in Barwon Heads, do you lick your shapes or do you stack them?
I am 100% a licker.
Yeah, she is.
Okay, talk to us. are you going back into the bag with a wet hand? Are you ruining other people's shapes eating experience?
One, when I'm eating shapes, they're all mine.
Okay.
So nobody else is affected by my licking.
Yeah.
That's good. And like, talk to us. How are you doing it? Like what Dave-O and her mum do? Like you just lick it and then it's straight in and you're chewing it.
Depends. Sometimes I'll inspect.
You inspect sometimes. See,
Got to look at what you're licking at. I think that's a pretty common thing when it comes
and
to
and make sure all the flavour's gone before I chew it to bits.
Yeah, and I reckon we've got out of this pretty clean.
I disagree.
It's Tim and Davo.
I had one of those days yesterday where I really exercised free will. You know, I had my mum with me for the last 10 days with her bestie Jeanette staying with me, which was lovely. But of course, they left yesterday morning and the world was my oyster.
For a bit of context as well, they weren't just like staying in your house or your apartment. They were staying in your studio apartment that has no walls and you were sleeping on an air mattress and you could all see each other at any given point unless you were on the toilet. So like it's not just like, oh yeah, they were around. Mm. It was like, no, you were all within 3 square meters of each other.
Yeah, and it was lovely, don't get me wrong, but I did rattle that cage free and I was exercising all that free will. Anything I could have done, I could do yesterday, you know? Right. And I certainly did.
Give us the list.
So look, well, first things first, as I went for a walk, I just sort of started on foot and I was like, you know what, I don't know where I'm going. But I'm walking.
It's literally Forrest Gump. That's how he ended up running across the country. And after what you'd gone through, similar to Forrest Gump, I think it's well within your rights to just not know where you're going.
Yeah. So I was going for a walk and I was going to a cafe and I was going to get a coffee and I walked into a different direction. I usually head straight down Moorabool, but I thought, you know what? Let's head east.
Wow.
Because why not?
Yeah, mate. Yeah. You're crazy.
No, I'm crazy. But there's a coffee shop down there called The Local, which is great.
Yes, it is.
And so I was trotting on whatever street that was, MacKillop Street. And as I was walking past, there is a playground on MacKillop Street. And
near the pub.
Yeah.
That's where there's a maternal health clinic there where I've taken my son on and off over the last 3 years. Like you do it every few months and weeks and then it turns into, there's a little playground there and he has a little play and it's nice because it reminds me of like when he was a little baby.
You took him to the pub?
No, to the park. I take him to the pub now.
Yeah.
And he gets chippies. But no, we didn't go to his 8-week checkup and then go, right, mate, a pot and a palmer for you.
I mean, something for Dad, something for Jack, you know, could be nice. But yeah, that playground, I did spot it and I sort of was walking past and there is one of those spinny things there.
What type of spinny things? I can't remember.
You know, it's one of those ones that you can sit on and like you run around and then it spins really fast. Yeah, and so you're sitting on there.
That used to make me sick when I was a kid. I'd get dizzy and spew.
Feels about right. How do you go at the Royal Show every year?
Not good. Got dizzy and spewed.
and I saw that and there was no other families around or people around. It was earlier in the morning. So I thought, I'm going to go have a play on that thing.
Oh, yeah. He just went for a spin.
Yeah. And I know that I'm 35, which I don't like admitting. But
Why not?
I don't know. Anyway, I'm 35 and I
young.
Yep, at heart.
Yeah, clearly you're a kid's playground.
And I went and had a play on this playground, right? And I know that that's probably, is that okay?
There's no other kids around. No other families.
No, I'm not going to go push a kid off this thing so I could play.
Can I have a turn?
Yeah, I'm not asking for a turn.
I did actually, now that you mention it, you've caught up with me and my wife and our son a couple of times at different playgrounds. And you do really, have a play. Down the slides, on the monkey bars. And you got on that spinny thing.
Yeah. And at Port Arlington, I did it as well on that bouncy castle.
Oh, the caravan park one.
Yeah, I broke in and had to jump on there because there was no kids around. I feel like if there aren't other kids around, then you should be able to have a play as an adult.
And it's not like you need to get out like a young energy because here at this job, it's not like you come here and, like, you know, you're signing documents and you're sending off all these things. Like, we get to be pretty silly in here. We come here and have a different kind of playground, but you still just had excess that you needed to get rid of. So you played on the playground by yourself.
Yeah, exercising 35. Free will. Like I said, it was a day where I was like, you know what, I'm going to do what I want. And what I wanted to do was go on that spinny thing. And, mate, I had the time of my life.
Yep. I live kind of near there.
Yeah.
I'm so upset that I didn't drive past. That would have been like a code red. Oh, no, Davo's in trouble. She's at the playground alone again. Call her mum. She's driving back to Adelaide. Turn around. She's in Horsham. I don't care. Turn them around.
There was a level of worry that you would see me. So yeah. I did. That was sort of wrapping the play up. I thought, you know what? It's probably time to go.
So, like, I can sense there's a, if you're putting out an energy where you're like, I did it. It feels weird that I did it.
Yeah, I'll do it again for sure. But I just want to know from other people, because obviously I was by myself. There's no one to judge me. But is it all right to do that?
For adults to play on kids' playgrounds when there's no kids
child-free
around.
Child-free adult.
A child-free adult in a child-free environment. Yeah. I mean, we've all used the monkey, but like normally like edit. Like,
here we go.
Look, I've got 5223295. Is it all right for adults to play on playgrounds when kids aren't around?
Yeah.
Like if you're going there by yourself and there's like 15 kids, I'd be like, hey, peel back. Yeah. Remember, every caller that gets on air, you go in the draw to win a double pass to the Cats and Blues game this Friday at the MCG for that elimination final. Is it all right for a grown-up to be playing on a kid's playground by themselves? Ryan's given us a call. Ryan, how do you feel about adults playing on kids' playgrounds?
Yeah, I don't mind it. Like, I understand the feeling. Like, we're all big kids at heart. So just getting on the playground, having a bit of a play. Normally, there's some little kids over there, but I'm not going to tell anyone they can't play on a playground.
All right, like, wait, you're playing on playgrounds when kids are around?
Oh, so I've got a couple of little kids.
Oh, so you've got kids.
That kind of gives me a little bit of a path to get out there and just kind of marshal them a little bit and carry on a little bit. But if someone wanted to enjoy that by themselves, I kind of get it.
So, oh, like, nice. If you saw David, so you're there with your kids, Ryan, you see Davo rock up childless and she just has a swing on this spinny thing. You're not, is there a moment of you going, what's going on here?
I would respect the passion, but I might just be looking out of the corner of my eye going, oh, she's having a good time over there. But yeah, okay. That's okay.
All right. Well, that's good. It's kind of a half yes from Ryan there.
Well, it was good that I went to the playground before the pub. Do you know what I mean?
That's good. That's nice.
Before the pub.
All right. Sandy has also given us a call. Sandy, how do you feel about adults playing on kids' playgrounds by themselves?
Absolutely. I'd be going for it, yes.
Yeah. I love this support. This is so good.
Good.
Yeah. Nah, look, I've been taking my grandkids there for the last 10-odd years, but, you know, even when there's, you know, they play on it and there's other kids around, I'll let them go. But, you know, if there's just me and the grandkids, I'll go with them. Yeah.
Yeah, but see, again, there is kids around in your situation.
A little bit hesitant. It depends on how many kids are there, you know. But, you know, if there's a lot of kids, you know, you can't sort of get in their way. But
it does.
50-50, I mean, I'd get on there with the kids as well, I suppose. Yeah.
Bloody love it, Sandy.
All right, well,
I mean, I know my adult children would do it.
That's good.
They're
there we go.
Kids at heart. You know, they're all adults.
All kids at heart. Well, we appreciate that. Thank you very much, Sandy. I believe we have Olivia now on 5223295. Olivia, how do you feel in Davo's circumstance playing on the playground by herself as an adult with no children around?
Yeah, I think it's fine. I do it all the time.
Yay!
Yes, this is what we're after. And no kids are involved?
No.
Okay.
Just me and my partner, we'll go for a walk and I'll just say, I want to stop here and play on this playground.
Oh, see, that's nice. Else. You've got someone with you.
Yeah, but he just stands there and looks at me like a weirdo.
Okay, yeah, so all fair. Right.
Well,
I'm so glad that there's other people, other adults out there wanting to have a bit of a play.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, 100%.
Olivia, maybe we'll set you and Dave up for a bit of a play date soon.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Dave.